Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of two Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Thank you for joining me today. Well, on this program, I'm going to share some verses and stories about the power of prayer. And, of course, some wonderful God-honoring music just for you. Well, these last weeks, as we've listened to the news, we are made so aware of the need to remember to pray for the world and the events in many nations, including our own. So much seems to be careening out of control, and as well as sometimes in our own personal world, where we have events we can't do much about. We just have to watch them unfold as we pray. So this week, I hope you'll find a friend to pray with. Praying together reminds me of so many things in life that would be easier, and we could accomplish more if we didn't have to do it alone. I remember as a little girl, it was so much easier to do the dishes when my sister Ruth would dry them as I washed them. But what about the big things in life? Those areas that seem insurmountable. Do you have some heavy burdens you need to pray about? Some things that only God can fix? May I encourage you to ask a friend to pray with you? The Bible talks about power in the prayer of agreement. Even as horses have more power when they pull together, so we too have more power in our prayers when we pray together. In fact, the Bible says so. Let me read those verses to you from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything that you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. Oh, that's a precious promise from Jesus himself, isn't it? And you know, even though we are on two sides of the radio, we are gathering together in Jesus' name. And that's a blessing to think about, isn't it? Well, when we get discouraged, there's a wonderful song that says that we can reach out to Jesus. Here it is. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you today.
Is your burden heavy? As you bear it all alone, does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you. Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to Him today. walking by our side, in his love we'll hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember
yes, Jesus is reaching out to you today, right through this radio program. Well, today I'm talking about prayer power. You know, sometimes we struggle with relationships in our family, and we need prayer, don't we? You know, I recently read the story of a little boy, Bobby, who was sent to his room because he had been bad. A short time later, Bobby came out of his room and said to his mother, "I've been thinking about what I did, and I said a prayer." "Oh, that's wonderful," she said. "If you ask God to make you good, he'll help you." Bobby says, "Oh, I didn't ask God to help me be good. I asked God to help you put up with me." Well, sometimes I wonder if our prayers aren't like that. Do we always want God to fix or change the other people? Maybe it's time to begin the prayer project with ourselves and ask God to give us a new heart or a new attitude about someone special or a problem. It might surprise you how improved others become when you ask the Lord to change you first. It reminds me that the Bible tells us that some of the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience. And if we're not living with the fruit of the Spirit in our heart, it might be a good idea to pray and ask God to help us have it. Help us grow that fruit of love, joy, peace, and patience in our lives. Those are attitudes that will always help in our relationships. I have a friend who tells of praying for God to change her husband, and she couldn't believe it when God said in her heart, "Let's work at changing you and your attitude, and I'll take care of changing your husband." Well, it wasn't what she wanted to hear, but she was amazed how much nicer her husband and everyone else became as she changed her attitude. And something to think about for ourselves, isn't it? Well, now Carol Roberson sings a song called My Prayer. I hope you listen to it and let it become your prayer too.
Lord, if it be within thy will, another day that I might live to tell the world what my Savior means to me. If I can walk but one more mile, then as I go, give me a smile filled with joy that knowing Jesus can only bring. If I pass an erring brother who has harmed me in some way, I forgive, please help me to say. Lest I forget the time you forgave the wrongs of mine and washed all my sins away. If I see a weeping mother crying for her child, let me stay and lift her up for a while. Or try to meet the need of a poor man on the street. Maybe one loaf less to have to fall. This is my prayer today. For tomorrow my chance may never come to serve in word or deed the one who gave his life for me and help a weary soul find his way. This is my prayer today. This is my prayer today. For tomorrow my chance may never come to serve in word or deed
one who gave his life for me and helped a weary soul find his way. This is my prayer today. This is my prayer today.
Oh, what a wonderful song about prayer. You know, Martin Luther once said, "If I should neglect prayer for a single day, I should lose my faith." Well, it's certainly a good reminder for us, isn't it? It reminds me of the story of the importance of doing something every day. It seems that a strong young man, George, applied for a job cutting down trees. During his interview, he quickly chopped down a large tree with his axe. But during his first week of work, his performance steadily declined. And at the end of the week, the foreman had to inform George that he was going to be fired. "But I've worked hard all week," the young man objected. The foreman, sensing the boy's integrity, asked, "Well, have you been sharpening your axe?" The inexperienced young man replied, "Oh no, I've been working too hard to take time to do that." "I wonder, have you been too busy to pray?" Daily prayer is needed by all of us. Do you find it hard to pray? Well, for most of us, we just think our prayers, and our mind wanders off, and soon we're not praying, we're thinking about all our problems. Well, if you haven't felt you knew how to pray to God, try this little experiment. Find a place in a room by yourself, and maybe even begin to speak your prayer like this: "Jesus, I'm not sure how to pray, so I think I'd just like to talk to you a while." And then begin to thank Him for all the good things in your life, even such simple things as the beautiful sunset. Don't just think this, talk out loud. No one is there, so you don't have to feel foolish, but it will keep your mind on track. Well, after thanking God, then just talk to Him about those areas that you're concerned about. I know some people think we should only pray about the big things in life, but I pray about everything. I pray about something as small as when I lose my car keys. And I also pray when I have a huge problem that only God can fix. Talking to God is like talking to your best friend. And as you learn to talk to your best friend, something wonderful happens. And this next song expresses it so well. Here is Martha Borg singing, "He's as close as the mention of His name."
In the very thought of Jesus, His presence can be found. He's as close as the mention of His name. There is never any distance,
never any distance
between my Lord and me. He's as close as the mention of His name. He's as close as the mention of His name. Jesus, Jesus, He's as close. Jesus, In my very hour of struggle, so many times I found that he's as close as the mention of his name. And just to breathe the name of Jesus,
just to breathe the name of Jesus,
can turn everything around. He's as close as the mention of his name. He's as close as the mention of his name.
Yes, Jesus is as close as the mention of his name, and I'm so happy that he's available to each one of us who believes in Jesus. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program, and today I'm talking about prayer. I recently read the story of some African converts to Christianity and their daily discipline in prayer. When they accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts, they each established regular times of devotions and prayer out in a spot in the woods. There the new convert would pour out his heart to God. Well, over time, the paths to these various places of each of the new converts would become well-worn paths through the woods. But if one of these new believers began to neglect prayer, it was soon apparent to the others as the weeds would grow over their path. And the new believers would kindly remind the negligent one and say, "Brother, the weeds are growing on your path." Well, our prayer path may be just a favorite chair in a quiet room, or out in our backyard where we can talk to our favorite friend Jesus, or riding the bus or driving the car or anywhere. And would you pray for me? I am so thankful for you precious listeners who write in and tell me that you're praying for this ministry. Thank you so much. It reminds me of the scripture that says this is what we are to do. We are to pray for others. It says in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1, 3, and 4, "I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. For this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth." Oh, that's a powerful, powerful call to prayer, isn't it? Well, now this last song reminds us that it is in the powerful name of Jesus that we pray. Here is Vern Jackson. His name says it all.
When I need a word of comfort, when I'm troubled all around, when I need a word of healing, when my body's feeling down, when I need a word of rescue, if I begin to fall, I say Jesus, oh, His name says it all. I say Jesus and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is one who's always able to deliver when I call. I say Jesus, oh, His name says it all. His name will calm the raging waters that threaten your very life. His name whispered makes demons tremble, sends them fleeing into the night. His name alone speaks highest praise, even angels stand in awe. I say Jesus, oh, His name says it all. I say Jesus and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is one who's always able to deliver when I call. I say Jesus, oh, His name says it all. I say Jesus and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is one who's always able to deliver when I call. I say Jesus, oh, His name says it all. Oh, there is one who's always able to deliver when I call. I say Jesus, oh, His name says it all.
Oh, yes, the name of Jesus does say it all. Well, I know from experience that whenever we take time to pray, God is there with us. He loves it when we simply talk to Him. And as we do, we will become more peaceful, no matter what we're struggling with in our lives. Part of prayer can also be singing our praises to God. King David wrote about it in Psalm 147. But if you feel you're not a good singer, you can also make a joyful noise unto the Lord, as David talked about in another psalm. Well, have you been feeling down in the dumps? So many problems, so much seems to be overwhelming. Maybe it's time to stop singing the blues and rehearsing all your problems in your mind and begin to sing praises to God, no matter what your circumstances. When you lift your voice to the Lord, heaven will come down and fill your heart with joy. May I encourage you to put on some praise music and sing with the songs and invite the presence of God through your worship in song. And if you don't have any worship CDs, email me and I'll give you the names of some that you could order. Like you, I've had to make the choice to praise God even when I don't feel like it. Oh yes, the Lord loves to hear us as we sing praises to Him. And that's why I carefully choose music for this program that will be honoring to God and will lift us up when we listen to the songs. I hope when I play these songs that you take a few minutes out of your day to just stop and listen and let God love you through the music. Well, as you are aware, every program I do has a theme, and I pray diligently when I select the topic. I know that God prompts me on certain issues because He has a particular listener in mind. And it's such an encouragement to me when you take time to drop me a note when a particular program has spoken directly to you. Or just email me and let me know you're listening. And as you know, this ministry depends on listener support. So please consider a gift at this time. I don't need hundreds of supporters. I just need you. And if you ask, I'll be most blessed to send you a CD of this program, whether or not you can send a gift. Oh my goodness, we're out of time. So do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.